It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. The other day we talked about God's property, and we talked about our body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, which is the sixth aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ that we've been talking about since the beginning of the year, and we're still on it, but we're getting close to the seventh and the final aspect. But we talked about being sanctified and set apart as the temple of God, and how powerful that is, and that we become the housing place of the Holy Spirit ministering in our hearts and lives, and how when we allow that Holy Spirit of God, the presence of God, to operate in His Lordship, to be that which it is, and humble ourselves before Him, we can accomplish great things. We honor God in these temples. But when we don't, we dishonor Him, we dishonor His purpose, and we dishonor His kingdom. Today we want to talk about listening to God's voice. Now, how many of you have struggled to sometimes say, hey, I can't hear from God. I just don't know what's going on. I'm really baffled. Now, He ministers in the inner man, in our inner spirit. Okay? He also touches us through the Word of God, and He relates to us through the preached word and or prophetic word or utterances. There are various ways of which God can find an avenue to reach us. But are we in that receptive place to receive Him? And are we listening to the voice of the Lord, or are we just trying to get an answer for our prayers? Our destinies, for good or ill, are settled by the voice we choose to hear or listen to. There are a lot of rumblings out in this world, a lot of things being spoken on TV, radio, etc., from friends, neighbors, at school. And how it settles within our spirit man and becomes a part of us as it's received in the soul's realm, where the mind, will, emotions are, we find ourselves either becoming a part of or attached to. Listening to the voice of the Lord and obeying what He says will bring blessing. Responding and obeying those things of the world that are contrary-wise to the kingdom of God will not. Ignoring the voice of the Lord can bring you many curses and problems. It is impossible to obey God without first hearing His voice, for His voice tells us what He requires. And as I've mentioned, He's given us some avenues whereby to receive of Him. One is the Word of God, which is plain and present through the written word. Second of all, the preached word in the pulpit and in various ways we receive that in media, etc., that we allow ourselves to be affected by and or influenced by. Then there's the inner man, the Spirit of God, that touches us. And that is usually where we miss it, in our senses, in our being touched and allowing God through patiently waiting upon the Lord, receiving the voice of the Lord in our inner man, in our spirit, where God wants to communicate and settle some issues. And it's not something as mystical as people make it to be. It's practical and simple. And there's a simple assurance that comes through the Holy Spirit that allows you to know that it is settled with God and this is the will of the Lord as you walk in it. But too many times we're so troubled, busybody, or things in this world are so loud that we cannot wait upon the Lord. Many professing Christians are insensitive to the voice of the Lord. We may continue our religious activities and duties, but you know, so many times in their formalities, find ourselves cultivating a pattern where we are no longer aware of the voice of God. We're so busy that we miss hearing from Him. Through all dispensations, God asks His people to listen for Him. Whether there was a judge, whether there was a prophet, whether there was a priest, whether there was a preacher, God has had spokesmen and individuals who people find themselves listening to or having the attention thereof to be able to see and hear and understand the will of God. When there is not a voice, when there is not a message, when there is not guidance from the Lord, there's peril at hand or difficulty that we can attest to. In Jeremiah 7, God explained what He really required of Israel when He redeemed them from Egypt. The first thing He had in mind was not keeping the law for the offering of sacrifices, but listening to His voice. It was His voice that would lead them to keep the law and offer the necessary sacrifices. Merely observing the externals of the law was of no avail if they were not doing as a result, or doing it as a result of the voice of the Lord. The key requirement is that we learn to listen and obey the voice of the Lord. You know, when your mom and dad called in the midst of a game or whatever you were involved with as a kid, I promise you, you could delineate. You could pick out mom or dad's voice, couldn't you? And say, hey, I gotta leave now, guys. We need to be that able in our spirit, man, that we can listen to and hear the voice of God, the chief shepherd, and to be able to respond to him. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in that day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices, but this is what I commanded them, saying, now listen here, guys, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Jeremiah 7, 22, 23. You need to put that on your little magnet, underneath the magnet on your refrigerator. You need to put that post-it note up above your bed. I don't know what. But you need to remember that and meditate upon this scripture. This is what God wanted. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in that day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. Your duties, your formalities, all the things you're doing, they're nice, but, this is what I commanded them. Always listen to the but. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. And then look at the blessing here, and you shall be my people. Not a people, not the people. My people, possessive. The simple requirement is, obey my voice, and I will be your God. That sums it all up for us, folks. That's it. And we need to learn to get it and recognize it. There's a song I like that Chuck Girard sings. And it's way back when he sang it first. It was back when he was with the group Love Song. And it was called Slow Down and See That I'm God. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Be still, my child. Be still and wait on the Spirit of the Lord. Slow down and hear my voice, and know that he is God. And there's a lot more to that song, but that was the basic chorus. But I used to be able to quiet my spirit and really hear God when I was at the song. And I still like Chuck Girard now, and I've got that song put away on my podcast or whatever it is. But we need to slow down, folks, and hear the voice of God today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that I listen to the voice of the Lord and obey what he says. I proclaim his truth for me. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Lord, allow me, Lord, to be in your presence today, and let me recline in you and receive of you through your word, your spirit, the work that you want me to do. No, the word you want me to understand. Lord, bless and touch and anoint to my heart today, and draw me near in my relationship with you today, dear shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this word was a blessing to you. I know that it touched my heart considering it and meditating upon it. And I believe it's something that every one of us needs to hear and come to understanding if we're going to honor God and truly obey and understand the voice of the Lord and recognize it when he calls. If you need to reach us here at the ministry at Covenant of Grace, please give us a call at 646 926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and you can always visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. cgmfinc.weebly.com. God bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself in the presence of God today.